听力课堂，听 class.com。
在这课里，我们学习以
T-I-O-N
结尾的名词，比方
education、introduction、production
等等。我们还要学习以
A-L
结尾的形容词，比方
national、emotional、historical
等等。首先，我们还是听两位英文老师念一段对话，内容是说彼得和玛丽谈起了有一出歌舞剧在纽约上演，轰动一时的事情。请你注意听两位英文老师的发音和语调。
Peter, listen to the lyrics of this song.
What's so special about this song?
It's from the musical that is so popular in New York right now. Do you like it?
Not very much. It sounds too emotional to me.
That's why it's so popular. It was recorded by Barbara Martin. I've heard that when she sang the song on stage the opening night, she created quite a sensation.
I'm afraid my association with Broadway musicals is rather limited.
Well then, you need an introduction. The school drama club is putting on a musical production. Why don't you take me?
I have a better idea.Let's go to a jazz concert, and I'll give you an education in jazz.
现在我们再听老师把对话重念一遍。
Peter, listen to the lyrics of this song.
What's so special about this song?
It's from the musical that is so popular in New York right now. Do you like it?
Not very much. It sounds too emotional to me.
That's why it's so popular.It was recorded by Barbara Martin. I've heard that when she sang the song on stage the opening night, she created quite a sensation.
I'm afraid my association with Broadway musicals is rather limited.
Well, then you need an introduction. The school drama club is putting on a musical production. Why don't you take me?
I've a better idea. Let's go to a jazz concert.And I'll give you an education in jazz.
现在我请老师把对话里包含了我们今天要学的字的句子再念一遍给你听。
It's from the musical that is so popular in New York right now.
It sounds too emotional to me.
She created quite a sensation.
My association with Broadway musicals is rather limited.
You need an introduction. The school drama club is putting on a musical production.
I'll give you an education in jazz.
第一组练习是比较动词跟以
T-I-O-N
结尾的名词。这些名词都是由动词演变来的。比方打算
Intend
变成
Intention
申请
Apply
变成
application
竞争
compete
变成
competition
通知
inform
变成
information
吸引
attract
变成
attraction
等等。现在老师给你念一些句子，比较这种动词和名词在用法上的分别。句子的内容主要说到我们刚才在对话里提到的那位歌舞剧红星早年是怎么样到纽约戏剧中心百老汇演歌舞剧的。请你注意听男老师念句子，并且跟着女老师把句子重复一遍。
New York attracts a lot of people. Broadway musicals are one of the attractions.
New York attracts a lot of people. Broadway musicals are one of its attractions.
Barbara intended to go to New York.She told her parents about her intention.
Barbara intended to go to New York. She told her parents about her intention.
They described New York for her. Their description sounded very exciting.
They described New York for her. Their description sounded very exciting.
She applied for a singing role in a Broadway show.Her application was accepted.
She applied for a singing role in a Broadway show. Her application was accepted.
She competed with a lot of applicants for the role and won the competition.
She competed with a lot of applicants for the role and won the competition.
The company informed her of the good news. She was very happy to hear the information.
The company informed her of the good news. She was very happy to hear the information.
刚才那些句子说明芭芭拉怎么样在纽约百老汇的一出歌舞剧里找到了演唱的机会。我希望你都听懂了。如果没有完全听懂，不要紧。现在我们再做一组练习，换一个方式，把那些句子重复练习一遍。练习的做法是，老师根据刚才那些句子提出问句，接着老师念出一个词组，学生就用词组来回答问题。下面就是一个例子。
What did Barbara tell her parents? Her intention to go to New York.
She told her parents about her intention to go to New York.
请你跟学生一起做练习，同时特别注意以
T-I-O-N
结尾的名词。
What is one of the attractions in New York? Broadway musicals.
Broadway musicals are one of the attractions in New York.
What did Barbara tell her parents? Her intentions to go to New York.
She told her parents about her intention to go to New York.
What sounded exciting? The description of New York.
The description of New York sounded exciting.
What was accepted?Barbara's application for a job in a Broadway musical.
Barbara's application for a job in a Broadway musical was accepted.
What did she win? The competition for the job.
She won the competition for the job.
What did the company tell her? The information that she was hired.
The company told her the information that she was hired.
下面我们做一组练习，学学以
AL
结尾的形容词。这些形容词都是从名词演变来的。比方感情
Emotion
变成激动
Emotional
喜剧
Comedy
变成滑稽
Comical
戏院
Theater
变成有戏剧性的
Theatrical
音乐
Music
变成有音乐才能
Musical
等等不过
Musical
这个字也可以当名词用意思就是歌舞剧下面这组练习里的句子是说到芭芭拉在音乐和演戏方面的才华练习的做法是由老师念一个句子学生就跟着念一句请你跟学生一起练习并且特别注意新词汇。
Barbara loves music. She is very musical.
Barbara loves music. She is very musical.
She has a career in the musical theater because she is also talented in doing theatrical works.
She has a career in the musical theater because she is also talented in doing theatrical works.
Her acting is full of emotion. She can be very emotional when it is necessary.
Her acting is full of emotion. She can be very emotional when it is necessary.
When she acts in a comedy, she is comical.
When she acts in a comedy, she is comical.
She studies history before she plays a historical role.
She studies history before she plays a historical role.
Her performances are sensational. Her shows created a sensation on Broadway.
Her performances are sensational. Her shows created a sensation on Broadway.
She plays in many cities across the nation. She attracts national attention.
She plays in many cities across the nation. She attracts national attention.
下面我们以问答的方式重复练习刚才那些句子和新词汇。请你注意听老师问问题，然后跟学生一起用老师提出的字或是词组来回答问题。
Is Barbara talented in doing theatrical works? Yes.
Yes, she is talented in doing theatrical works.
When is she emotional? When she acts.
She is emotional when she acts.
When is she comical? When she acts in a comedy.
She is comical when she acts in a comedy.
When does she study history? Before she plays a historical role.
She studies history before she plays a historical role.
Does she give sensational performances? Yes.
Yes, she gives sensational performances.
Does she attract national attention? Yes.
Yes.She attracts national attention.
下面我们再做一组练习，多学学以
T-I-O-N
结尾的名词。这些名词仍然是动词演变而来的。比方，跟某某人交往，或是跟什么什么有联系。
Associate
变成
Association
提升或是宣传。
Promote
变成
Promotion
制作。
Produce
变成作品
Production
即兴表演
Improvise
变成即兴作品
Improvisation
等等。这组练习的内容是说芭芭拉在歌舞剧方面的经验和成就。请你注意听男老师念句子，并且跟着女老师把句子再念一遍。
Barbara associated with other artists.A close association with them was helpful to her.
Barbara associated with other artists. The close association with them was helpful to her.
The company promoted her. A lot of money was spent on her promotion.
The company promoted her. A lot of money was spent on her promotion.
The company produced many shows for her.The productions were successful.
The company produced many shows for her. The productions were successful.
When she sang, she often improvised. Her improvisations were unique.
When she sang, she often improvised. Her improvisations were unique.
The songs she sang were translated into other languages.Translations made the songs popular abroad.
The songs she sang were translated into other languages. The translations made the songs popular abroad.
下面我们还是以问答方式重复练习刚才学的句子和词汇。现在请你注意听老师根据刚才那些句子的内容问问题，然后跟学生一起做肯定的答复。
Did Barbara have close associations with other artists?
Yes, she had close associations with other artists.
Did the company spend a lot of money for her promotion?
Yes, the company spent a lot of money for her promotion.
Were the productions produced for her successful?
Yes, the productions produced for her were successful.
Were the translations of her songs popular?
Yes, the translations of her songs were popular.
今天我们要听的文章谈到两种美国流行歌曲，一种是起源于非洲宗教乐曲和民谣，由美国黑人音乐家发扬光大的爵士音乐；一种是以纽约戏剧中心百老汇为大本营的美国歌舞剧。现在请你注意听。并且注意我们刚才学过的词汇在文章里的用法。
When people talk about American popular music, they don't just mean country music or rock music. There are two other types of popular music with national and international appeal that are basically American. One is jazz. The other is a musical form associated with New York City theaters. Jazz originated from African religious and folk music. The themes and melodies of jazz music have historical origins. They came from songs sung by black Americans in church or at work. There have been different kinds of jazz music: the blues, ragtime, swing, boogie-woogie, and others. In playing jazz music, the performers blend rhythm and melodies with their skills of improvisation. Modern jazz music has developed into a complex musical style enjoyed more by musicians and older jazz lovers than by the general public. American theater has developed another American musical style. It is associated with a street in New York City, Broadway. Broadway musicals are dramatic productions in which the story is told partly by dialogue and partly through songs. The lyrics of these songs give background information about the story and express the feelings of the characters in the story. Many Broadway musicals have been made into movies that have been shown all over the world. Oklahoma, Sound of Music, My Fair Lady, and West Side Story are some good examples. Songs from these musicals and others have translations in various languages that are sung around the world. Many of them have become popular with people who have not even seen the musicals for which they were written.
现在请你回答三个问题。每回答一个问题，就请你听老师给你念正确答案。第一个问题是
What are two types of American popular music with international appeal?
They are jazz and Broadway musicals.
第二个问题是
What are the origins of American jazz?
The origins of American jazz are the religious and folk music of American blacks.
第三个问题是
How is the story told in American musicals?
It is told partly by dialogue and partly through songs.